two things. Most of them are holding up their fingers saying, we're number one. And most of them are saying, hi, mom. That should tell you something right there. Think about it. Of all the people these athletes could say hi to on national TV, why is it always mom? I mean, why not their wife? Why not their kids? Why not their dad? Why not their pastor? I mean, where's the love, man? Why not the high school football coach who taught them the basic skills that is now earning them millions of dollars? Seriously, in this nation, we do celebrate the office of mom, and we are intensely loyal to her. We have to ask this morning, why? I think one of the biggest reasons to that why is because God celebrates mom with intensity and with loyalty. I believe that God has always intended us to see his love through mom. I think it's through mom that he intended for you and I to understand our worth and to experience the image of God within us. It's why we spend our whole life trying to get mom's attention. Oh, how often each of us have heard our children say, mom, mom, look at me. Mom, mom, look at me. Mom, mom, look here, look here, look here. Some of us are 42 years old, and with our wife, we're saying, look, look here, look at me. I'm upstairs, and I'm online, and I'm winning like I have never won before. I love what Floyd Wood says about mom in his poem entitled, Mothers Are. Now, as I read this, this is going to be more for the mother who has younger children, and yet, as older parents, have you realized this never stops happening in their lives? Well, to answer that question, here we go. He writes and says this, that mothers are blowers of noses and washers of ears, smoothers of bump spots and wipers of tears, bathers of babies and umpires of spats, finders of boots and mittens and hats, helpers with lessons and makers of beds, shakers of dust cloths and combers of head, button sew-oners and winders of clocks, menders of dressers and darmers of socks, tellers of stories and readers of books, judges and juries of conduct and looks, doctors of heartaches and hearers of prayers, generals directing all family affairs, tenders of home fires and builders of men, oh, for the gift of an adequate pen. I think my wife is now officially breathing again. You see, the Bible has a whole lot to say about mom. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, as well as in Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 3, it teaches us to honor our mothers. And not just one day a year, but all 365 days of the year. You see, as a mother, I'm sure it means so much more when we take the time each day to honor her. And though Mother's Day is not a religious holiday, it is one that Scripture puts an emphasis on, not just for one day, the second Sunday in May, but it says that we are to put an emphasis of honor and respect on mother's life each and every day. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 8 says that we are not to abandon the teachings of our mother. I found that as a youth pastor for almost forever, or 14 years, whichever came first, that very seldom did someone struggle just alone with God, but that it didn't also include a struggle with mother. It seemed like when a person began to struggle with God, they began to have struggles with mom. And in a lot of instances, that's true. If we struggle with mom, there is an indirect struggle and sometimes a direct struggle with God. But Proverbs says that we are not to abandon her teaching. In Proverbs 15 and verse 20, it says that moms are not to be despised, they're not to be mocked, and they're not to be scorned. Not only does the Bible have a lot to say about mom, but the Bible has a lot to say to mothers. How that motherhood is not merely a biological function, but that being a mom is a sacred calling. There's two things that I want to teach you this morning about what the Bible has to say to moms. The first thing is that moms are to teach their children about love. No one can love a child quite like a mother. Not a father, not a babysitter, not even an Xbox. There's something about a mother's love that never gives up on a child, no matter what. In fact, I've watched mothers love their children through thick and through thin. I've watched mothers see their children commit the unpardonable sin and the biggest mistakes and failures in their life. And I've watched as everyone has given up on that child except for the mom. How many of you had a mom just like that? Did you know that God even compares his love for us to that of a mother? I'd like to read to you from Isaiah chapter 49, where it says, beginning in the 13th verse, that we are to shout for joy, O heavens, rejoice. O earth, burst into song, O mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, the Lord has forgotten me. Verse 15 says, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child that she has born? Though she may forget, it says the Lord will not forget us. He says in verse 16, see that I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. It's a mom's love that has the power to engrave God's love on the palms of our hands, so that as we grow older, we will always have something to hold on to. I want to just take a quick opinion poll. I want to ask how many of you had praying grandmothers growing up. Just raise your hands and just look around the room. And one of the things you can remember about your grandmother was that she was a woman that prayed. And how many of you know that that grandmother had a lot to do with that mom that prays for you, or did pray for you while she was still living? How many of you had or still has a praying mom? Now, there was something about grandma and her love and her prayers in my life. Grandma had a smell all of her own. I'm sure when I hear that back on the internet, that's not going to sound quite like what I was trying to say. What I was trying to say is that there's something about a grandmother's love that's passed down to a mom. It's supposed to be passed down from generation to generation. You see, my grandmother's house had a particular smell. It had a particular feel. Grandma had a particular perfume. And though grandma has been gone almost 20 years now, I'll be walking down the mall periodically and a smell will come to my attention and I'll look for grandma. Because it reminds me of grandma, and not just any grandma, and not just any grandma's love. It was my grandma's love for me. It was my grandma Mackley that called me her own little Greg boy. And I can remember looking so forward to get to grandma's house, because it would be there that I would feel and experience an unconditional love that made me stable and made me secure. Oh, how it would feel to drive down the street and we would be just a few houses away from grandma's house. And I would just be in the back seat and I'd start jumping even more than I already was. And I would look for her house and she would always be out in the front looking for us. Isn't that the power of a mother's love? A mom is always in the front of her house. She's in the front yard of our lives, and she's looking at us and looking for us to come home so that she can wrap her arms of unconditional love round about us and make us feel safe and secure. My grandma made me feel like I was the only child in the family. I used to dream someday of growing up and being the only child. Until then, I had to put up with my two sisters. I was the middle child, and that was not much of a sandwich around our house, I'm sure. But it was going to grandma's house that was always that touch I had with God's unconditional love. I can remember as I would see her out in the front yard and we would pull into her yard and she would just wave at us, and nobody can smile through their dentures like grandma. I used to think as a child too, it'd be cool to grow up someday and be able to put my teeth in a little cup beside. But you know, there's another story and another sermon for another time. But it would be when we got out of the car and we would run to grandma that we would just wrap our arms around her knees and we would hold to her. And I can remember being a small child never wanting to let go, because it was my grandmother who taught me first about the unconditional feeling of God's love. Oh, it was a powerful feeling. It was powerful, and it had its own feeling. It had its own smell. And to this day, periodically, there are moments that I still feel that love. I can remember looking up in her eyes in her front yard, and I would say, Grandma, did you make me some raisin cookies? Because they were my favorite, raisin-filled cookies. Does any of you know what I'm talking about? Does any of you make those raisin-filled cookies? Guide her, Lord, to obedience. And she would say, Greg boy, I always have your cookies. And I would, she'd say they're in the refrigerator, and I'd run in there, and there would be a Folgers coffee can full of Raisin Field cookies with the scent of God's drink coffee. It was a powerful moment. But these were memories, these were anchors in my life of the kind of unconditional love that only mothers can put and engrave on the hands of their children. Oh, how many times does this life require us to have something in our hands that we can hold on to when we're going through the valley of the shadow of death in our lives? Titus chapter 2 and verse 4 teaches us, though, that not all moms know how to love this way. It says that the older and the more mature women are to teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, and to love their children. Enough about being a mom. And God's saying that you're to teach us how to love. Let's talk about the second thing that moms are supposed to do. They're supposed to teach us as children about the Lord. Did you know that most psychologists would agree that our first perception of right and wrong is usually taught by moms? Now, that's a serious responsibility and one that should not and cannot afford to be delegated. You see, it's a mom's teachings that Scripture says are to become a template for our lives. It's the things that mom teaches us according to Scripture that is to be the anchor in our lives. It's mom's teaching that shows us what God's will for our life is. And can I just pause and say that God's will, through the teaching of His Word, is for you as young people to grow up and be secure in the unconditional love of God. And that God will show you that love through your mother. And if perhaps you have a figure of mother that's not good this morning, these are the things that God can restore to you in a local church. There are ladies that are sitting in this congregation this morning that have the smell and the feel of grandma. They can wrap their arms around you and teach you about unconditional love. You know, I have a 14-year-old, and I think the greatest joy in my life is being a father. How many other dads feel that way? One of the reasons why it's such a great joy to me is because the mother of my children has taught to us the power of God's unconditional love. And it's that unconditional love that she models on a daily basis that creates an environment in our home that we can experience God's unconditional love being engraved in the palms of our hands on a daily basis. I watch my 14-year-old, and I watch how she walks tall through life, how she walks selfless through life, how she walks very humble and broken and obedient, how she loves her father, how she doesn't make her father drop her off a block away from the school, like I had my parents drop me off. But I watch as she elegantly, at 14 years old, walks in the shadow of her mother's love and God's word. And as she does, there's a blessing that's passed on from grandmother to mother to daughter. You see, moms are powerful. They not only teach us what God's word says, but they live out His word in such a way that quite naturally our lives take on those teachings and we begin to walk in the image of the Lord and His word each day of our lives. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6 says, to train up a child, to train up a husband in the way he should go. And when he is old, and when they are old, and when they are mature, they will not depart or turn from it. Raising children is tough in any century, especially this century. Who knew that we would have such things to compete with? From iPods to MP3s to CIAs to FBIs. Who knew that we would have to deal with all these numbers and all these abbreviations? And yet Scripture does not return void. God is the same God yesterday that He will be today, that He will be for us tomorrow. He will never leave us and He will never forsake us. And He sent to us the guarantee that our children would rise up and be a blessing through the hearts and the love and the teachings of dear old mom. I love what the Apostle Paul said to his spiritual son. He spoke to his spiritual son, and he talks about the influence that his spiritual son by the name of Timothy, the influence that his mother and grandmother had on him. He writes in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, he says, Timothy, continue in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of who thou hast learned them from, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Think about that, friend, for just a moment. How powerful mom's ability to teach us the law and the word of the Lord really is. It has the power to give to us salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus, and to give us the wisdom with our lives to know whether to go to the left or to the right in order to please the Lord. As we come to a conclusion of my introduction this morning, I'd like to take just a moment to remember those mothers who are celebrating this day from heaven. I found that the older I get, the more bitter sweet that holidays become. Have you found that to be true? Not because I'm walking in all sorts of hurt and heartache and pain, but it's because the longer you walk in life, the more apt you are to see your loved ones go home to be with the Lord. And so on these days, you're like myself, looking back at all of these memories that your loved ones left in your life that are still to this day templates for living your life, anchors for living, and the ability to walk in the image of God. And so for that reason, because you no longer have them here, this day has a tendency to be bitter. I think it would be very sweet of us to acknowledge all of our mothers who celebrate from heaven this morning. Many of you are here today and you're celebrating even mother figures, spiritual mother figures who have gone on to be with the Lord. I'd like for us to take about the next 60 seconds and in a silence, in a reverence and with a respect, I'd like for each of us to just bow our hearts and just thank the Lord and vividly remember all of the things that they taught us about God's love and about God's word. Let's take the next 60 seconds. Mothers who celebrate this day from heaven. We thank you, Lord, for their influence, and we thank you, Lord, for their ability to show us the way to heaven. We pray, God, for encouragement and healing and strength for the loneliness and loss that we continue to deal with. God, let this be a day that while we feel our loss, we also see our gain. Let this be a day that from our mother figures, we're motivated to be more as mothers. More as fathers, more as spiritual parents. Lord, let this be a day in which, though the weeping has endured for a night, a day that your joy comes in this morning. We pray this in the wonderful name of the Lord. Amen. Before we conclude, I'm going to, in just a moment, invite all of our mothers to join me here at this altar, because I'd like to take this moment to pray a prayer of blessing and favor over all of our moms. I'd like to ask my wife to come and join me, and I'd like for us to plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of your households. We'd like to speak a word of praise and strength into your lives. Before we do that, I want to give every person a chance to give your mom the greatest gift she will ever receive on Mother's Day. Well, Pastor, what's the greatest gift I could ever give my mom on Mother's Day? Well, friend, I'm glad you asked that question. Because this morning that answer is quite simple. It's a heart that is right with God. Today you'll be calling mom or you'll be taking her to lunch. Sometime during this day you'll have an opportunity to speak to her and tell her the thing that she wants the most in this life. And that thing is the assurance that you're prepared to meet Jesus Christ in the next life. And so with heads bowed and eyes closed, each of us allowing the love of our Heavenly Father to speak to us, I just simply ask each and every one of you the question, do you want to give your mom the most important gift that she'll ever receive in life? Will it be you that joins many of the rest of us in having already given that great gift? Is it you this morning that in just a moment you're just going to raise your hand and you're going to say, Pastor, lead me in a prayer that gets my heart right with God so that before this day is over, I can look across the table or I can call her on the phone and tell her, Mom, I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and I am right with God. If that's you, friend, I'm going to count to three and I want you to get your right hand ready. You've got about 3 seconds to get your right hand ready because in just a moment when I say three, you're just going to raise your hand and with that raised hand, you're just going to say, Pastor, I want to give my mom the greatest gift she'll ever receive. I want to give my heart to God. One, are you the one? Two, will you too join many in this building this morning in honoring mom in the greatest way possible? And that's by giving your heart to the Lord. I've counted one. I've counted two. You've got your right hand ready. You're just going to stick it up and stick it right back down when I say three. In the privacy of this moment on Mother's Day, one, two, get your hand ready, three. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Put your hand up and put it right back down. Yes, sir, thank you. Yes, ma'am, I see your hand. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Five hands have gone up and gone down and said, I want to give my mom the greatest gift I could ever give her. Not just on Mother's Day, but any day. And that is a heart and a life right with Jesus Christ. Is there others? Let us just wait for just a moment more on this Mother's Day. Stick your hand up and stick it right back down. Quickly now. As a family, then, we're going to pray this prayer together. And with heads bowed and eyes closed, no one looking around, each of us are going to join with those five. And as we pray this prayer together, our hearts will be made right with God, either once again or perhaps for the very first time. Dear Heavenly Father, it's me. I need your unconditional love and forgiveness for my life. Come into my life. Save me from my sins. Wash and make me clean. Save my soul and save my life. That someday, I too will celebrate Mother's Day in heaven. This morning, you are my Lord and my Savior. And I love you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Doesn't that feel good to get your heart right with God? Some of you are just so excited that we're almost finished that you almost can't believe you're at Dominion Church and that it's before noon. But like I told you, I still have Psalms to read, so it'll be just a few moments. Each year we look at ways to celebrate mom. And we wish that we could do this for each and every mom. This morning, before we ask our mothers to come, we're going to introduce three mothers who this morning are going to be the recipients of gift baskets. This morning, receiving a $25 Cinemark gift card, a six-pack of Coca-Cola, popcorn, Reese's Cups, Milk Duds, and Dots is Greg Thurstonson. I would just like to say thanks to my mom for making this moment possible. Before we announce our winners, I'd like to ask Misty Bardwell if she'd please come and Tamara Sword and help us dispense the loot as they were so good to put these together. If your name is Virginia, if your name is Virginia Rodriguez, you have won the movie basket. Come on down. And if you would stay here, Virginia, we're going to pray over all the mothers in just a moment. Would you stay here with us? Can we come over? If your name is to be named later, you have won the $75 Carrabba's gift card, the pasta, the ragu sauce, the oven mitt, and wooden spoons. And if your name is Misty Bardwell, you have won the Italian dinner basket. Thank you. Little did you know yesterday that while you were out shopping for others, you were really shopping for yourself. I hope that works for the last basket. Receiving an $80 gift certificate to Beyond Beauté, a spy eye mask.
Spa.
I'm liking these gift baskets more all the time. Slippers, a loofah, Willy Wonka, and some products from Bath and Body Works. If your name is Angela Sword, come on down. Would all of our mothers, as they're going back to be seated, would all of our mothers stand for just a moment? I'm going to just let you stand so that we don't have to go through all of that. You guys can go back to your seat and be standing there. Yeah. Moms, if you would just put your spy glasses on for just a second. You know, I know that the Holy Spirit is a convictor, and the Holy Spirit has a still small voice. Have you noticed that mom, too, seems to kind of always know where you've been and what you've done? Mom seems to have had that downloaded in her program. And sometimes being a mom, especially after midnight, the midnight hour, is not easy, especially when those children are older. This morning, we just want to pray a prayer of blessing and favor over each of our moms. Isn't this a beautiful room filled with mothers? The two of us are going to clap now. Join me in prayer as we speak a prayer blessing over them. Heavenly Father, thank you for showing us your love through these women, through these mothers. This day, Lord, you know the desires of their heart, and you know what weighs heavily on each of their hearts. So this day, Lord, we ask that you would come, and that they would find you taking the yokes and the burdens off their shoulders. That this day, Heavenly Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over them, that there would be a release of your hope, a release of your patience, a release of your joy and strength. That this would be a day of supernatural possibilities for them. That, God, you would do miracles in their families. That, God, you would cause children that are away from you to come back to them and come back to the kingdom of God. That today as they stand, you would heal marriages, you would heal their past, and that you would paint a bright outlook for their future. Bless them this day, not just with lunch and not just with gifts, but bless them with a conscious awareness of your presence. We pray this in the name that's above all names. We call them blessed and highly favored. And together we say, amen. Now, moms, if you're standing and you have children that are in our children's department, we'd like to ask you to find your way to the aisle and go find your children first so that you can get to your day celebrating you as quickly as possible. We're going to give just a moment for all of the moms. Now, we had a lot more kids come in than moms leaving. But moms, if you would, we're going to give you this chance to go and to pick up your kids. As you're standing to your feet this morning and you're celebrating mom this whole day, as you're standing to your feet this morning and you're celebrating God this whole day, our heart would be to give each one of those moms a basket because each one of them deserve one. And so for those moms that we couldn't give a basket to, we're thankful that you can. We just at Dominion Church have a little saying, and it's just simply this: the world is a better place because you're in it. Today we're going to tweak that just a little bit, and we're going to say this world is a better place because moms are in it. Have a wonderful, blessed day. If you're visiting for the first time, we'd love for you to come introduce yourselves to us in the cafe when you pick up your half pound of chocolate. Good afternoon. Have a great day.